Hi, this is Nikki.
Hi, this is Ian Anderson calling to do an interview.
Hi, Ian. Oh, my gosh. Such a privilege to speak to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready. We're recording. And so,
fire away. Great. Thank you.
All right. I just want to say that I know you're going to be in concert in Houston at the end of the month. And not to make you feel old, make me feel old, I saw you in Houston 40 years ago.
Yeah, that
you
was
were
probably
fantastic.
Me. Oh. I'd like to think it was an imposter, but no, it was probably me.
It's the first time I ever saw a man in a codpiece play a flute, and that was all it wrote. All she wrote for me.
Well, it's wonderful. It's nice to know that in order of importance, the codpiece was spotted before the flute. Anyway, ready to roll. Off we go.
Okay, I have three questions for you. All righty. The first one is, who are you?
Well, you know, I'm just an old bloke who refuses to be called grandpa, because when my granddaughter was about three, four years old, and she said, "What do we call you?" And I said, "Well, you know, it's kind of up to you, but please, I don't want to be, you know, called grandpa." She said, "Well, what do you want to be called?" I said, "Well, it's up to you. You know, you have two choices, really." I said, "You can call me Ian, or you can call me Mr. Anderson." So she decided to call me Ian, but I think when you skip a generation, it's okay to be called by your Christian name by small children who one day will grow up to do what small children do when they grow up, much of which we can't talk about live on the air.
Very cool. Well, I think you answered that one quite well. The next question I have for you is, what do you do?
Well, my son, when I was probably about 5 years, 6 years old, just started going to nursery school, and one of his school chums said, as children do, you know, when they say, "What does your daddy do?"
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I expect the standard answer would be, you know, "Oh, he's an accountant," or "He works for the government," or he works in a bank." And so my son said, he works in a lorry. And so the teacher who overheard said, "Oh, your father's a truck driver. Oh, isn't that nice?" Thinking, you know, looking down her nose at the idea that someone at this rather posh school would actually have a father who was a truck driver. And so, but he said that because quite legitimately he saw me go to work every day in a big red truck, which was in fact the Maison Rouge mobile recording studio, which was often parked outside my house when I was working there. Doing overdubs and mixing albums and things. So he was quite right. His dad did work in a big red truck.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a cool story.
Yeah, but these days, that's not what I do. These days, I am a mere travel agent. I spend hours sitting in the office doing, you know, fun kind of things. It's like people do this when they go on vacation. They sit there in front of the computer and they choose which hotel they're going to stay in and which flight they're going to get and try and find the cheapest one and check out the baggage allowances and where they have to change planes and all that stuff. And it's really exciting when you're planning a vacation, but I do it because that's what I do, and I'm in charge of the tour itinerary, so I work out all the travel and book all the flights and do all the things that travel agents used to do back when we used to have travel agents. But these days, with the blessings and the curses of the internet, then travel agents aren't really something that come into play, except in America, where a travel agent does book some of our hotel rooms, and that's a big help to take some of the load off me. But yeah, I'm a travel agent, usually on Sundays, and then other days of the week you might even hear me playing the flute or jumping around on stage and trying to remember the words to my songs.
Well, I'll never forget them, that's for sure. Okay, the third question, and this is going to be different because you're not from America, so I'm really curious to see how you'll answer it. What food do you make at home that you miss when you're on the road?
What do I make at home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think probably what I make at home is a lot of seafood soups.
Wow.
And of course, I don't get that luxury when I'm on tour traveling around. Although I have to say, the U.S. isn't too bad, because these days, coast to coast, you can find a New England clam chowder. Even in the middle of South Dakota, you know, a clam chowder is going to present itself on my table. and is fairly ubiquitous on the restaurant menus these days, which is a great blessing. But you know, if I'm away in Europe, I go for weeks at a time and never see any seafood soup. And you know, I don't eat much meat. I mainly eat vegetables and seafood. You know, I'm a kind of fish eater, really.
Well, healthy, you know. It's good stuff. Well, wow, I thank you so much for talking with me and answering my three wacky questions.
Yeah.
And I'm just very excited about the show in Houston. I hope it goes absolutely fantastic for you.
Well, it will, because I've already got on my little appendage to a tour itinerary in the little folder called Maps, which usually contains maps of where I'm going and travel directions, and a restaurant in the part of the world in Sugarland where we're playing. I have a restaurant earmarked to take my wife out to dinner.
Excellent.
And I have a sneaking suspicion they might have clam chowder.
They might. And you know something else they might have down this far south is they might have seafood gumbo.
Well, I know. And that's okay for me because I like hot and spicy food, but she's a bit of a pussycat. She doesn't like anything that has chili peppers in, which is a bit awkward since I grow them as a hobby. Frequently the kitchen is reeking of some fresh Carolina Reaper or whatever hot chili pepper I've been growing in the last months. So, it's my taste but not hers.
I understand
that. But we do manage to eat in the same restaurant most of the time.
Well, that is great. Well, it is an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.